are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Oh, yes, indeed it is. It's a very good morning. Good morning, boys and girls. This is it, the last program before we break up for the Christmas holiday. And for me, until the new year. Anyways, lovely to have you with us. Welcome to our Christmas show. It is Friday. It is the 22nd of December. And we do have a birthday today to get us kicking, get us off this morning. John Neville Maskelyne. Was born on this day. That was in 1839. An English stage magician and an inventor of the pay toilet. Now, along with many other Victorian-era devices, his door lock for London toilets required the insertion of a penny coin in order to gain access. Hence the euphemism, which we use a lot in the UK when we can want to go to the bathroom and say, excuse me, I just got to go and spend a penny. There we go. That's how that originated. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. There we go. And I tell you what do we say today? We say, ho, 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 ho.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah.
time ago, the Frente Ballerinas, Christmas in Panama. And that's what we got going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. It's all Christmas music here on The Breakfast Show. You won't need any antidepressants today. No international news, no local news. We're just going to have a little bit of fun.
No one on the streets and the city is quiet. I should be asleep by the heat of the fire, but I'm on my way out. I'm gonna stay out. I can feel the pulse as I walk in the door. Take me through the crowd to the middle of the floor. Red and the green lights are hitting me just right. Nothing more, nothing less. I got one request. DJ, play a Christmas song. I want. Warm in here.
there we go. Two in a row from Cher. Started off with DJ Play a Christmas Song, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing right through until 10 o'clock this morning. It's all Christmas this morning, getting in the right mood, because we've got a nice long weekend, haven't we? And following on, again, second track from Cher there, and Run, Rudolph, Run. Well, one thing I can tell you, we're just about, we're making our way to 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I know probably a lot of you have a Christmas shower. So we are going to put you in the shower this morning. And we've got a Christmas song for you in the shower. This is another nice, lively one to get you going, get you waking up, get you ready for this nice, long Christmas weekend. There we go, another rock and roll Christmas, and that's just what we need, and out of the shower you get for this morning. There we go. Not sure where you're going today, may take you a little while. I was very good yesterday, I had to run some errands, I had no choice. I had to go from Paitia over to El Dorado, over in that area, and then from there, back on Via Brasil, all the way from there to Multi Plaza. Multi-plaza, doesn't anybody work? It was packed again. Anyway, Wherever it is you're going today, do what I did yesterday. Don't care. Just sit back, relax. What I actually did is rather strange, actually, because I was in the car for so long. And we upload the programs onto our website during in the morning after we finished. And I sat in the car, and what did I listen to? I listened to yesterday morning's breakfast show. That was really weird, wasn't it? Anyway, the guy that was on wasn't too bad. Even if he does so himself. This is Dave Koss, and it's, well, it's a boogie-woogie Christmas. You can't beat a bit of boogie-woogie, can you? Especially at Christmas time. It's not all, by the way. We've got quite a diverse selection of Christmas music as we go through this morning. Also, Ingrid will be checking in with us in around about an hour's time for our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday. Special Christmas Freaky Fun Facts from Ingrid. Also, of course, we'll be chatting with Yasmin as well. See if we've got anybody that's got a birthday today that actually made Christmas music. It doesn't sort of narrow it down too much, does it?
Who is this child asleep in a manger? The heavens are bright and the stable's so cold, and on this holy night have you come to redeem us? A little child in the straw, is a child in the straw. Who is this babe? The prince of the universe. The donkey is brave. The angels are singing. Prophets that say you would come to redeem the world. Little babe in the straw, save us all. And if you sight of your sweet face at the birth of grace, at the Father's own son, Emmanuel. Yes, we believe you are able to heal us. Noel, Noel.
There we go, that's called, might be a new one for you, Babe in the Straw. And it comes from a group, they call themselves Cademon's Call. And talking about them, they come from, in actual fact, they originated in Houston in Texas and formed originally back in 1993 with their six original members. But then in 2010, they took a break and didn't come back for another 12 years. In fact, 2022, last year, was when they came back. They're a contemporary Christian band and focused really on, or fused as well, traditional folk and world music and alternative rock as well. Nice song, remember that one, Babe in the Straw. We're just making our way down to 8:30 the hour, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Christmas music.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And you are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And it is The Breakfast Show, Christmas show. And it's all Christmas music going right through till 10 o'clock, almost non-stop. Now, let me tell you, we were telling about this yesterday, but let me remind you, because this is, if you're looking at something to do and to celebrate your Christmas, if you're looking to celebrate it, perhaps in the old town with the best French style, the Lumiere restaurant at the Via Palma Hotel in Casco Viejo is inviting you to its Christmas party this December the 24th, starting at 7 p.m. with live music. Now, you'll be greeted with a welcome drink. Dinner is a three-course menu accompanied by a glass of wine. Price is $75 plus taxes per adult. Children under 10 years of age, they get a special price. Reservations, give them a call or drop them a WhatsApp on 6852-0590. Let me give that again, 6852-0590. Or you can email info@viaparmahotel.com. Via Palma Hotel, or one word, so info@viaparmahotel.com. Or why not visit the Instagram, lumiere.panama. So there are options for you if you want to have a really good time on Christmas Eve.
Driving home for Christmas. thousand memories. Take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. He's driving home, driving home, driving home.
I tell you what, that brings back great memories, as I think I tell you every year when I play that. But it does have, you know, these little sort of time capsules, aren't they, really? And I remember driving over the Cotswold Hills, and it was a sort of like a misty morning, very, very grey. But because it was a mist and it was cold, all the trees, they had no leaves, of course, they were naked. I think we can say that. All the trees were white with the mist freezing onto the trees. Wonderful memories. You got a song which is a memory for you, or you want to wish somebody Merry Christmas? Well, you can drop us a WhatsApp. You ready? It's an easy number. 627, so 677128, so it's 88, and then 22s. And that's what Valley people were, 22s. So 677 188 22 677 188 22. It's always lovely to hear from you. If you've got a Christmas song, we can see if we can find it for you. Or if you want to just wish somebody Happy Christmas, just drop us a WhatsApp. Pops up right in front of me here in the studio.
At this special time of year, I'm so very glad you're here. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. A field of freshly fallen snow, and we've got nowhere else to go. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. I hear sleigh bells in the distance and songs sung by a choir. It's snowing and it's blowing, so let's stay here by the fire. Mistletoe and a festive tree, there's no place that I'd rather be. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. It's freezing, but it's pleasing, so let's lay here for a while. Oh, it's snowing and it's blowing, so let's stay here by the fire. I'm sending lots of Christmas cheer this season and throughout the year. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, there we go. Two in a row. And Brian Adams was the first one there with Merry Christmas. And Andy Williams, of course, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Well, think about your neighbours, think about your friends, because it's not always the most wonderful time of the year for some people if they're on their own. Perhaps, you know, with the COVID, etc., we lost a lot of our friends and our relatives, and some are left on their own. So do bear a thought for them, okay? And if you know somebody, your neighbour or a friend, and you know they're alone, just give them a call or even pop around and knock on the door and wish them a very, very happy Christmas, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because for some people, believe it or not, it can be a depressing time of the year. So please think around and think about others and, well, just look forward to being with them and keeping them company. All right? Right, I tell you what, over in the UK, I guess, well, the battle is on. Thanks to Paul over there in the UK, sent me a little cutting from the local press, the BBC, because they all fight, don't they? They all want to be the number one song at Christmas. Yeah, but guess what is fighting? This one. How long has this one been around? It's from Wham. Oh, there we go. Yeah, so there's one of them fighting for the UK number one for Christmas, last Christmas, of course, by Wham. Originally reached number two in 1984 and has been number one twice in the past 3 years, but never in the Christmas week itself. Now, of course, another one which is always very popular. It's got, this is, of course, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Number two in 1994, but like last Christmas, has been denied the Christmas number one spot in recent years by Lad Baby. And apparently, never heard of them, I don't think so. But apparently they're not even in a running this year.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
There we go. Yes, always in the fight for number one at Christmas. Mariah Carey there. And All I Want for Christmas Is You. Now, one that has never been number one but has gained support this year is Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues, featuring Christy McCall, because of the support, really, because of the death of their singer, Shane McGowan, last month. Keep an eye on the time, coming up for 9 before 8 o'clock.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one. Came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held up for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, going by. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Another classic staple of Christmas, isn't it? The Pogues, featuring their course Christy McCall, and sadly for the first time Shane McGowan not around to hear his amazing piece of music. Right, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Now I tell you what, here's another one which is on the list contending for the number one spot on the UK charts. It's Ed Sheeran together with Sir Elton John.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me. So kiss me. Thank you.
ago, so we're joined together with Ed Sheeran there, and Merry Christmas. That's another contender, you see, for getting to number one in the UK for Christmas. We're just about a minute away from 8 o'clock, boys and girls, if you are keeping in the time. No news this morning, so we're going right through with music until 10 o'clock today. Ingrid will be with us probably in around about 20, 25 minutes for our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday. Christmas Freaky Fun Facts today. Now, we're talking about those contenders for the number one Christmas spot over there, top of the charts in the UK. This one's not even been on the list before because it's a new one. It's called Your Christmas to Me by Sam Ryder. Now, it's an Amazon exclusive and being heavily promoted by the company, including on its Christmas music playlist and the soundtrack of its film Your Christmas or Mine Too. And I tell you what, I reckon it's got a very, very good chance. What do you think? Tell you what, the one that gets my vote is that one by Sam Ryder. All right, so I think it's nice, it's refreshing. Of course, it's brand new, and he's made, isn't he? Well, him or Amazon, depends who's going to get the royalties for that one. Yeah, brilliant. I do like that one. The old, some of the others, they're old hat. We need something new and refreshing, and that's fun. Bit of bopping around the tree at Christmas with that one. Right. Oh, look. Here comes the waitresses. Yes, the waitresses. And Christmas rapping. They're not, though, they're singing. There's no rapping in that one. Let's say a very good morning to Giovanna. Giovanna is listening to us in her car this morning, which is nice. If you're in your car, Giovanna, you're probably going to hear the whole 3 hours. So nice to know you're out there. Very Merry Christmas to you. Very Merry Christmas to Paul. As I mentioned over there in the UK, sent us in that little bit of info about the songs vying to get to the UK number one for Christmas Day. And also a very good morning to Mary Lou. And she says, TGIF to everybody. And says, have a very Merry Christmas to you. And Christina also, Lala. Yes. I don't know what to give her because she's already dressed in green and red, so we'll find something. Some corn on the cob. You asked if we could play Christmas Cookies for you from George Strait.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I missed. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Yeah. There we go, George Strait. And Christmas cookies going out to Mary Lou this morning. Sorry, there should have been a bit of a warning before that one. If you're on a diet, please do not listen to this. Anyway, Mary Lou also says, I want to wish a very healthy, peaceful, and a Merry Christmas to everybody. All I want for Christmas is peace, love, and happiness around the globe. It doesn't get better than that, Mary Lou. Do they know it's Christmas?
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
And there we go, yes, that's the original one, Band-Aid, and Do They Know It's Christmas. And that's for Mary Lou. Well, we wish everybody this year happy, peace and love. This is Joss Groban, and it's called Believe.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling, dreams are calling, like bells in the distance, we seems the magic slipped away. We find it all again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings.
Josh Groban, just simply called Believe. Right, here's one if you're a sailor, if you're out there with your yacht or your motorboat, or perhaps you're listening to the show on one of the tankers out there, one of the cargo ships or whatever. It's a lonely time, isn't it, when you're at sea at Christmas. I've got a special song for you this morning. It's called Christmas at Sea, and it's from Sting.
All day we fought the tides between the north head and the south. All day we hauled the frozen sheets to escape the storm's wet mouth. All day as cold as charity in bitter pain and dread. For very life and nature we tacked from head to head. Thank you. the tigress roared, but every tack we made we brought. The North had close aboard. We saw the cliffs and houses and the breakers running high. And the coast guard in this garden, this glass against the eye. Frost was on the village roofs, as white as ocean foam. The good red fires were burning bright in every longshore home. The windows sparkled clear, and the chimneys volleyed out. And a vow we sniffed the victuals as the vessel went about. The bells upon the church were rung with a mighty jovial cheer. For it's just that I should tell you how of all days in the year, this day of our adversity was blessed Christmas morn. And the house above the coast guards was the house where I was born. And when I knew the talk they had, the talk that was of me, of the shadow on the household and the sun that went to sea. And though a wicked fool I seemed in every kind of way, to be here in hall and frozen robes on blessed Christmas Day.
Beautiful song from Sting. It's called Christmas at Sea. And if you're out there in your ships or your sailing boats or your yachts or whatever, be safe. 25 minutes, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I tell you what, where's Ingrid?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, we're here in Estados Unidos. I'm sitting in front of my mom with a cup of tea. My sister just served her. We're in the kitchen, and I'm going to read to you some information I was looking up last night per Jerry. I have for you, guess what? It's Friday. Guess what? It's freaky. Guess what? It's Friday. Freaky Friday fun facts. Woohoo! All right, let's get started. Whether you love it or hate it, the 12 Days of Christmas song is a holiday staple. Sure, you might prefer belting out other beloved Christmas carols like Feliz Navidad or Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. But there's something about singing the 12 Days of Christmas each year that makes you feel a little nostalgic. Even if you don't know all the words, you're probably likely able to remember an occasional verse like Nine Ladies Dancing or A Partridge in a Pear Tree or Five gold rings. But you know what the 12 Days of Christmas song represents or the hidden message? Most people don't. So let me tell you some theories about the lyrics. Not much of the song makes sense in the modern age, but knowing the rich history behind the elaborate song, which ends up totaling 364 gifts, by the way, puts this seemingly odd lyric in context. All right, let's get started.
What are the 12 days of Christmas?
I don't know. What are the 12 days of Christmas?
The 12 days of Christmas in the carol refer to the 12 days following Christmas, also known as 12 tide in Christianity. The period begins with the birth of Christ on December 25th and ends with the coming of three wise men on January 6th, also known as the Epiphany or the Three Kings Day. The weeks before Christmas are known as Advent, hence the creation of the Advent calendar. All right, let's get started with the list so you know what we're talking about. The 12 days of Christmas gifts. Partridge in a pear tree. Second day, two turtle doves. Third day, three French hens. Fourth day, four calling birds. Fifth day, five golden rings. Sixth day, six geese a-laying. Seven swans a-swimming. Eight maids a-milking. Nine ladies dancing. 10 lords a-leaping. 11 pipers piping. 12 drummers drumming. Okay, so where do the 12 days of Christmas lyrics come from? All right, let's dig in deeper. Though some scholars believe that the song is French in origin, the first printed appearance of the song was in the English children's book, Mirth Without Mischief. Woohoo, that's a good title. If you haven't heard of it, that's probably because it was published in 1780. You weren't around then, were you, Mom?
No.
No, good. Good answer. Good answer, Mom. Yeah, Jerry probably was. So, you could ask the person who shelled out $23,750 at Sotheby's auction for a first edition to borrow their copy. But even so, you may not recognize the lyrics. In the original lyrics, the four calling birds were actually four collie birds. The term collie is an English slang for blackbirds. Interesting. Okay. In other old versions of the song, the partridge, as we all know and love, is replaced with a very pretty peacock upon a pear tree. Yeah, peacocks in a pear tree. That would have rhymed. It wasn't until 1909 that the British composer Frederick Austin penned the version of the lyrics that we are familiar with today. Is there hidden meaning behind the 12 Days of Christmas song? Is there, Mom?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you. Okay, here we go. There's a theory floating around claiming that during a time when Christians were punished for worshiping openly, you know, when they were fed to the lions and the, the 12 Days of Christmas song was used to secretly pass on ideology of Christianity. Per this theory, each gift on the list symbolizes a different aspect of the Christian faith. So the partridge in a pear tree is Jesus Christ, or in Panama, Jesus Cristo. Okay. Number two, turtle dove, the Old and New Testaments. The three French hens are faith, hope, and charity, the theological virtues. The four calling birds are the four gospels, or the four evangelists. The five golden rings are the first five books of the Old Testament. The six geese a-laying were the 6 days of creation. The seven swans a-swimming are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The seven sacraments. The eight maids a-milk. Mom, were you a milkmaid?
No.
What, was Dad a milkman?
Yeah.
Did you meet at the dairy?
Yeah.
So that means I'm a girl of milk and leche, right?
I guess so,
okay. The eight maids a-milking are eight beatitudes. The nine ladies dancing are the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. I wonder if one of them is papaya. Anyway, the 10 lords a-leaping are the 10 commandments. Well, that makes sense. The 11 pipers piping are the 11 faithful apostles. And the 12 drummers drumming are the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostle Creed. Okay. While it's true that the 12 days refers to the days between the birth of Christ and the coming of Magi, Snopes breaks down this many historical and logistical errors in the hidden meaning theory, including the biggest flaw in the claim. If Christians were living in fear of even mentioning the basic tenets of Christianity, how were they able to sing a song that mentioned Christmas in the lyric? How did they do that, Mom?
I don't know.
Well, I know neither. Christmas in the lyric, and if they were going to get punished for saying things about Christianity, how do they say Christmas? I don't know either. They didn't write about that in my research. All right. So, let's get into the financial details of Christmas, okay? How much would the 12 days of Christmas cost? How much would it cost, Mom?
me.
Okay. I'm not going to beat you, but okay. I'm going to tell you. How about that? All right? All right. I want to know the fun fact about the 12 Days of Christmas tune. Since 1984, PNC Bank has been tracking the price of each gift mentioned in the song.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
No. The PNC Christmas Price Index. That's what it's called. The PNC Christmas Price Index. Okay. Mm-hmm. The index uses current market rates to calculate how much each gift would cost on average for the modern consumer. Okay. So they're calculating that. So I don't have to because I'm not much with a calculator. Okay. Mm-hmm. So all those gifts added up together would cost you. Are you ready? Can you give me a drum roll? $197,071.09. That's a big list to buy. When you count each repetitive part of the song, according to the current Christmas price index, swans alone are really expensive. Guess how much a swan costs, Mom?
I don't know.
$1,875 each. So if you have geese... Let's see, six, where are the swans? Which one are the swans? Geese Elaine. Six geese times 1,870. That's a lot of moolah.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Okay. But the real reason the final number is so eye-popping is that the gifts are cumulative. So you give each previous gift a mention with the subsequent gift, which brings the total of 364 gifts. Because each time you repeat it, you add it, you add it, you add it. Mm-hmm. So, it's multiple. All right, so Mom and I have just given you your Freaky Friday fun facts about the 12 days of Christmas. What do you say, Mom? You want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mom. All right. There's the Intrepid Reporter's Mom wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, and I wish you all the same. Take care of yourselves, be safe, and from the Estados Unidos... Back to you in the studio!
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much, Ingrid, for that. I tell you what, how absolutely great it is to hear Mum. Good morning, Mum. Very Merry Christmas to you. And by the way, you mentioned the swans. You know, all the swans in the United Kingdom, well, in England, anyway, I'm not sure it's the United Kingdom, they all belong to the monarch. So all the swans in England, natural fact, they used to belong to the Queen, they now belong to the King. And they're almost sacred.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Two turtle doves.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Three French hens.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Four collie birds.
On the fourth day of Christmas,
what's a collie bird?
Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Five gold rings.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five gold rings. Birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Six geese are laying.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love said to me, six geese are laying, five gold rings. Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Seven swans are swimming.
On the seventh day of Christmas,
breaststroke.
My true love sent to me seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five gold rings. Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Eight maids are milking.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids are milking, seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five gold rings.
Collie bird.
Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Nine ladies dancing.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love said to me, nine ladies dancing, eight maids are milking, seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five gold. Three French hens, two
Christmas my true love sent to me. 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 golden birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtledoves, and a partridge in a pear.
11 pipers piping on
the 11th day of Christmas my true love sent to me. 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 golden birds, 3 red hens, 2 turtledoves, and a partridge in a pear.
Well, drummers, drum!
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping.
There we go, that's the Spinners and the 12 Days of Christmas. And you may have noticed there, they made a point of saying collie, as Ingrid was explaining. Collie birds, not calling birds. To be honest, that's what I've been singing for, well, quite a few years. And let's say a very good morning to Rosita. Good morning, sweets. And very interesting, your show, as always. Thank you very much for that. And thanks to Ingrid. You guys are great, the best. And hugs to Ingrid and to Mum. Love the Christmas music. Thank you, Rosita. And she goes on to say, may you all, including your families, pass a beautiful, happy, safe and healthy holiday. Lots of food and love. Enjoy. Bless you guys, the best. Always hugs. Thank you so much, Rosita. Oh, so nice. Big kiss. So it's a bit wet. Plenty more to come here on The Breakfast Show. Just Christmas music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Be checking in, of course, with Yasmin as well. Oh, and by the way, if you are looking, perhaps you're looking for something to do on Christmas Eve, and as I mentioned earlier, please bear a thought for your friends or family members that are on their own at Christmas. It's a sad time to be on your own, and so, you know, why not invite them in for a drink or perhaps even for Christmas lunch? Yeah, do bear them in mind. For a lot of us, it's a lovely time of year, and for others, it's a bit sad. Now, if you are looking to celebrate this Christmas in the Old Town with the best French style, the Lumiere restaurant at the Via Palma Hotel in Casco Viejo invites you to its Christmas party this December the 24th. It's starting at 7 p.m. with live music. You'll be greeted with a welcome drink. Dinner has a 3-course menu and it's accompanied by a glass of wine. Now, price $75 plus taxes per adult, children under 10 years of age. Special price. Check it out. If you want to check that out or anything else, or make a reservation, make a note of the info here. 6852. This is the number, 6852-0590. 6852-0590. You can make a reservation or WhatsApp if you want more information. Also, you can email at info@viapalmahotel.com. Viapalmahotel.com. That's Via Palma Hotel, all one word. Or you can also visit the Instagram player. That's at Lumiere Panama. That's Lumiere.Panama. All right, again, Lumiere.Panama. Do get in touch with them. And there's something you can be doing for your Christmas Eve. Don't be on your own.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks.
busy sidewalks dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Makes you feel emotional. It may bring parties or thoughts devotional. Whatever happens or was may be, here is what Christmas time means to
God, it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God, it's Christmas. For one day.
Go, yes, thank God it's Christmas from Queen. If you are keeping an eye on time, by the way, 11 and a half minutes exactly before the hour of 9 o'clock here in Panama. I say that because I've got a message here from Rowena and Phil up there in Denver in Colorado. They say, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, Andreas, Alex, and all our many fellow Breakfast Show listeners. We're now 2 hours behind Panama since the November time change. And soon we will be in Panama, in Panama time again. Yes, because they're going to Mexico. You know, we're not in Mexico. You remember me? Remember when you used to come here? You're supposed to go to Mexico again, then coming here for a couple of hours, I suppose. Do make sure you let us know. It's always lovely to see you. Going for 3 warm months, I don't blame you. If you have time, and you haven't already, you asked if we could play a couple of songs for you. I'll get to that in a minute. Let me say, also, I tell you what, thank you very much. You sent us these amazing pictures of the family. Adeline, 14 months old, she's lovely, and says, our sons and families. Gosh, it's a full staircase, isn't it? Yes. Going to have to buy a bigger house soon, aren't you? You asked if we could play a couple of pieces for you. You asked if we could play Gilbert O'Sullivan and I'm Not Dreaming of a White Christmas. You asked if we haven't already played them. That one we definitely hadn't played. The other one is a new one from Cher. DJ, play a Christmas song. Well, guess what? That was one of our opening songs today. But for you, and because it's Christmas, and mainly because I like the song anyway, I'm going to play it again for you. Two in a row. For Rowena, Phil, and the family up there in Denver, Colorado.
A feeling. the heat of the fire, but I'm on my way out. I'm gonna stay out. I can feel the pulse as I walk in the door.
It's a new one for me as well. I love that track, especially being a DJ. Rowena, Phil and family, you have an absolutely wonderful Christmas and hopefully a very happy, safe, healthy 2024. There we go, that is Boney M. and Christmas Melody. And of course, they noticed there was some German, because Boney M, in actual fact, were German. And set up by a German record producer, a guy called Frank Farian, who was also the group's primary songwriter. Originally, they're all based in West Germany. And quite a bit of a mix. The four original members of the group's official lineup were Liz Mitchell and Marcia Barrett from Jamaica, Maisie Williams from Montserrat, and Bobby Farrell from Aruba. Great music there, of course, very popular in the old disco area, no? I remember that. Of course I do. Daddy Cool, Mar Baker, Belfast, Sonny, Rasputin, Mary's Boy Child, and Oh My Lord, and Rivers of Babylon. Boney M and their Christmas family. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
And you can say Happy Christmas, too.
Oh, yes. Happy Christmas.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
And a happy... And what are your plans for Christmas? Are you going up into the hills, or...?
No. We're going to stay here in the city.
Going to stay in the city?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just at home.
Okay.
We're going to have a party with the family and that's all.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I suppose Ian's going to be volleyballing, is he?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
So. If somebody goes with him.
Yes. Yeah, they're all having a good time. Of course, most of us spend, they're 18 now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They won't be doing volleyball.
All of them, but yeah.
Ian's 18, right?
Ian, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, mm-hmm. He'll be going discoing then, won't he?
I don't know. They're not like that. They're more sport people. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Or gym. They're always in the gym.
But that was me, to be quite honest. That's what I was used to.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the gym in the city,
mm-hmm.
and always working out. I used to play squash,
mm-hmm.
and of course water skiing. That was my main sport.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I know where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Make the most of it, because look at me. Look where it all goes. It all goes down your tummy when you get older. So keep it. I mean, there is an advantage of being that bit older, because you get rid of a six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
You get a barrel.
Yeah.
See? I can hold more in a barrel than a six-pack. Anyway, oh, that's good. So he's because then he's going away, isn't he, in January?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll be an excitement for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your Christmas. My Christmas is going to be fairly quiet. In fact, we're going to go now to my sister-in-law's for Christmas Eve, which will be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the family get together there. Because it's a little bit different this year because of the day that Christmas is on. We've got a nice long weekend,
mm-hmm.
haven't we?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you and I are going to have a long week because
mm-hmm.
we won't be back until the new year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What are you going to do with yourself? Work.
Time to rest. Yes, work and rest.
Well, this is rest. Well, it is for me anyway. I just sit here and play music. So, let me see. So that's what we're doing for Christmas. What about New Year? Are you making any... Are you one of these people that makes New Year's resolutions?
No.
No?
No.
I do.
I just flow.
I sort of make a New Year's resolution every year.
Mm-hmm. I think this is something that kids should learn. I don't know if in school or whatever, but yeah, I think it's important.
Yeah, well, my New Year's resolution is simple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make one.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, and
maybe it works. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's always good to start off with some objectives of the year. Objectives perhaps is, or goals, exactly, mm-hmm. is probably a little bit better than saying a resolution.
Yeah,
but I
never learned how to do that. So.
No, well, neither does the government. They don't know how to make resolutions either, you know. Because we got no news today. I thought, no. We have it all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Christmas, mm-hmm. and it's time for a break.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the budget. They're talking about the budget, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I bet there'll be some long faces in the assembly when they see that budget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they said, got a message in from Paul over there in South London.
Mm-hmm.
And
good morning, Paul.
And, he sent a video in. We'll look at that later. Spike Milligan. He was an absolutely brilliant English comedian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll listen to that later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me see. What have we got? We've still got plenty more Christmas. What's your favourite Christmas song?
I love them all.
Oh, well, that's the cheap way out. Oh, what's your favourite song? I love every piece of music ever made.
Yeah. And we used to hear when we were kids... We used to hear because my grandma was from Ecuador.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she had Christmas records from Spain.
Oh, okay.
So she used to play Christmas music from Spain. Yeah. So I guess I love them all.
Yeah.
From every country.
This is quite good. There's some quite good new ones out, actually, this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally, you know, somebody brings out a Christmas album, and mm-hmm. what do? They mm-hmm. sing the same songs that Bing Crosby sang in 1947,
haven't they? I know.
Come up with something. I must admit, my tip for the UK number one mm-hmm. Is that Sam Ryder song.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because it's so jolly and... He dances around like a madman.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, he was the one that did the Eurovision Song Contest for the UK.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He came second, after Ukraine, I think it was. Ukraine wins everything now except the war. Let's keep our fingers crossed for them.
Mm-hmm.
And because we do, you know, I mean, when you look at it, all this sort of turmoil and nastiness you know, going on, you know.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, the Chinese, anybody who goes near the Chinese say, get out, you know, it's ours, it's all ours. It's not all theirs. It's shared, shared, for heaven's sake. Why do you want to be so pedantic about it? Share it.
Yes.
You know.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I give you pieces of biscuit and chocolate and things like that, and we'll share it, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, definitely. Right, but let's tell you what, let's play a piece of Christmas. I've got one here. It is a favourite. It's Chris the Bird. Do you remember the one the spaceman came calling?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully they'll come back and sort us out as well. If you keep an eye on the time, boys and girls, exactly 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.
On his ship from afar, 'twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his hung in the sky like a star, just like a star. He followed a light and came down where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. Spoke, he said, do not fear, I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear. Suddenly the sweetest music fills the air. Trembling through the ground, and many were wakened on hearing that sound. And travelers on the road, the village they found by the light of that ship in the sky, which shone all round. And just before dawn, at the paling of the sky, a stranger returned and said, now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry.
Child, all the whole world is weird.
Beautiful version of Silent Night. That's Charlotte Church there. Nice, yes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And actually, in Charlotte Church, she was one of these sort of young, really young singers, you know, little girl singers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really amazing voice. And she was so sort of sweet and innocent. And when she got a bit older, she really turned into quite a punk.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. She was she went for it, she did. So, yeah. But she was a bit of a child star. She had an amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
But, Charlotte Church and Silent Night. And I remember the one I played before that. Can you? No. Probably not, no. But I tell you what, one is very popular at this time of the year. It's not a white Christmas.
No.
You know what it is?
No.
It's a blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Elvis Presley and Blue Christmas. You see, now there's a song.
Mm-hmm.
She's still going strong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From 1948.
Oh.
Blue Christmas, it was the song. It was written by Billy Hayes and J.W. Johnson, the most famously recorded, of course, Elvis Presley. Although it was first recorded by Doy O'Dell in 1948.
Okay.
That was before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a tale of unrequited love during the holidays and is a long-standing staple of Christmas music, especially in the country genre. Now, what's interesting is it's interesting because these songs are going so long and they're always played. They're always played at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with the royalties? Who gets the royalties?
Exactly.
I suppose family members. Because is it the writer? Would it be Elvis Presley? But they share it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's another song. It says, and there was another version here. Some of the other versions, it says, popularized the following year in three separate recordings. This is after 1948. The one by country artist Ernest Tubb and one by musical conductor and arranger Hugo Winterhaler and his orchestra and chorus, and one by band leader Russ Morgan and his orchestra. Because I've got a very famous song, favourite song of mine, which I've played sometimes here on the Breakfast Show, Russ Morgan, and it's called So Tired. So tired. It's about sums me up in the mornings, that one.
You can sing that one.
I could sing that one, yes. I could sing all sorts of things, but nobody would like it. Turn it off, for heaven's sake. It's bad enough when he just talks. And what are you having, by the way? What are you having for your Christmas dinner? Do you have a sort of Christmas dinner or lunch? Do you have a sort of the traditional Panamanian?
Yeah, just tamales, as always, and the yam.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're doing something completely different this year.
Oh really?
Because normally, sort of, you know, my sort of staple for Christmas is that, I guess, like the American ones, and that's, you know, roast turkey, roast potatoes, parsnips, carrots, Brussels sprouts. Guess what we're having this year?
Chinese food.
Don't push it. Don't give any ideas, for heaven's sake.
Fish.
Close. What type of fish?
Oh, I don't know.
A wet one? No. Begins with an S.
With an S?
Mm-hmm. Mm,
sardinas.
This is an IQ test.
Salmon.
There we go. Yes, hang on. I think we got one of these for you.
Oh, I love salmon.
Why? They think you're very clever, you know.
Why did you change them?
I don't know. I must admit, we saw some really nice chunky salmon. It was in, because Christina went yesterday, Price Mart. I think it's by our friend Pedersen, you know.
Yes.
And, but it's not the normal, you know, so these are big pieces of salmon. They look really delicious. And one's got peppercorn on and the other's got another orange and something sauce on it.
Oh.
So we're going to have that for Christmas Day. It's going to be really nice. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm. Mm. This won't be the same. It should be different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right. Are we going to be different next year, or just the same? Now, I tell you, that was interesting. I sent you a link. You said you couldn't read it. I'm just going to give you the link, because I can read it, because I subscribe to La Prensa.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting about the link between wanting to attain perfection and anxiety.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And it makes a lot of common sense. It's a very good article there. And so, the guy's name is on there. I thought we must get him on the show and talk about it.
That's the one you sent me yesterday.
It's the one I sent you yesterday. Yeah.
But I couldn't read it.
You couldn't
read.
No. Yeah. Did you try glasses or?
No, I had to pay.
Well, I'll show you, because, as I said, I subscribed. But no, it was a very, very interesting slant, and I thought, really, in some ways, how applicable it was to me. Now, was the fact that I always have to try and do my best a reason why I get anxious?
Yes.
You know, so very, very interesting stuff. So I'd like to try and talk about that next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You know? So, yeah. Yay! Right, let me see. Another piece of Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of the Phil Spector Christmas album? It was back a while now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the sort of Temptations are in there, I think, and some other people, and... here's one of the tracks. It's one of my favourite Christmas albums. It's Marshmallow Well. I shouldn't have had that rum in my coffee. Yeah. Did I put any coffee in there? Marshmallow World. Phil Spector's Christmas album.
The ground.
la, 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 la. There we go. Yes, the Phil Spector Christmas album and Marshmallow World.
I love the last part.
What, when I was singing?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you might. Yes. Hey, guess who's dropped us now? We've got a message here from Marva.
Oh, Marva.
Marva Christie. Good morning to you, Marva. She says, hope, I mean, she doesn't say good morning or happy Christmas. She just says, hope that Kenny Rogers' Mary Did You Know is in your playlist for today. Happy Christmas, Marva. Good morning. Of course it is. Could I possibly let you down? There we go, Mary, did you know? Kenny Rogers together with Winona Ryder there. And we are, by the way, if you are keeping on the time, 27 and a half minutes, that is before the hour of 10 o'clock, and we disappear around about 5:02. Hey, yes, you got your mouth full? Are you eating?
Oh, yes.
What are you eating?
A delicious cookie.
Yeah, we got nice cookies. This is from our friends at SL Communication. Stephanie, Nicole and Arietta. Thank you for that. That's
yes,
nice. Isn't
thank
it?
You very much.
Yeah. Three big cookies in there. We shared them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're huge.
They're huge, yeah. So thank you very much for that. It's very sweet of you. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to all
and
of them.
And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. Jamie Cullum, bit of jazz. Mm-hmm. Hang your lights.
Sing, sing, sing of the mistletoe. Dance, dance, dance by the fire. Keep the golden songs alive with an old church choir. And you can hang your lights on me. Love, love, love under frosty skies. Arm in the snow. There's a twinkle in your eye, 'cause when you know, you know. And you can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights on me. Put yourself at the top of my tree, and you can hang your lights on me. Bring, bring, bring down a gleaming crown. Raise a toast to one and all. Shut the curtains and the door. I want your loving, not your war. You can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights on me. Hang your lights. Hang your lights. You can hang your lights on me. Put yourself at the top of my tree, and you can hang your lights on me.
You gotta Christmas time comes once a year. Christmas time's the time that all should bring the cheer. What's a year?
Ting-a-ling-a-ling. Christmas time. And that's Ray Charles with Ting-a-ling-a-ling. So let me see, what is the time now? Let me see, we are, we're just coming up to 17 minutes before the hour 10 o'clock. I tell you what, I'm going to put a, see if I've got a nice short little Christmas song here. And, they're all quite long. I tell you, we're going to play a bit of this because I've got a couple of tracks which will take us out this morning. So we'll play a couple of this one, a couple of minutes of this one. It's Brand New Christmas from Hot Chocolate. Nice having hot chocolate at Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Somebody's a say they're happy with the world today? Who can say they're not affected in any way by the wars and hunger that we see? I turn my eyes away from my TV. I can't stand it, I don't want to see little children dying from poverty. Don't want to hear it, I can't stand the sound. People keep them people down. Yes, we need somebody to lead us. We need another Jesus. Jesus, yes, we need somebody to lead us. We need a brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas right away.
Who can say we don't?
There we go, brand new Christmas. And just to quickly, because I just seen we've got a message in here from Renee and Rick up there in the United States, up in Oregon. It says, good Friday morning. We hope Yasmin had a great birthday. And we wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and all the best in the new year. Have a fabulous break. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you, which we hadn't played, but I would have done, but we're just about out of time. So we're making our way sort of towards the end of the program. I've got a couple of tracks which are going to take us out of this morning's program. And that's where we're going to start. We're going to start with this one. It's We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And it's what I'm playing for. It comes from Enya.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you know, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. A todo el mundo, a everyone. Yeah, and a Happy New Year. Prospero año con felicidad. Ahí.
There we go. Yes, two wonderful tracks expressing our feelings, taking us out of our breakfast show Christmas special. Hope you've enjoyed it. I have.
Mm-hmm, me too.
You too. Yeah, you too. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had fun, haven't we?
Oh yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do now? We're not going to have fun now, are we? We're going to go out in the car. another 3 hours. I could listen to the show in the car, couldn't I? There we go.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there we go. So, look, yes, you have an absolutely wonderful Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Very best, best wishes to you and Ian and your mum and dad, the family.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful night. And we'll be back with everybody in 2nd of January.
Exactly.
Oh, what will I do with myself? Have fun.
Yes.
And I look forward to it. It's always the same, you know. You have a few days break, you know, have a little bit of, or even a holiday.
Uh-huh.
And you always look forward to coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice to have a job like that, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Have I got a job? Have a wonderful time, yes.
Thank you. Everyone,
thanks
everybody.
For everything. Yeah, and a very happy, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, of course, to Alex and Andreas and Ingrid and all the crowd, and Neil, of course, over there. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's big thanks today to Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for Christmas, 12 Days of Christmas. It's quite interesting. Now, let me see. Also, a big thank you, as I said, goes out to Yasmin, of course. Yasmin does all our work there on bookings and social media, etc., etc. So she's going to be busy. So thanks to Yas. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, he's going to be back here in Panama in January, which is all rather nice. So I look forward to having him here. And also a big thank you to the boys and girls, Grupo Grada. Morning, Isaac. Merry Christmas. A smile. Thank you. And a big thanks to the boys and girls of Grupo Grada, especially Isaac. Isaac is there bright and early in the morning. So thank you for that. And, well, of course, last but not least, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. And don't forget, you've got a new budget in the new year. If you'd like to spend some of it with us, that'd be really nice. So anyway, big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, for being with us here on The Breakfast Show and supporting us as well. And we wish you, each and every one of you, a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Keep safe, all right? Keep your head down. The world is not a very friendly place at the moment, so let's keep our fingers crossed for 2024. And that's it then. It just remains for me to say, you know, until I'm back with you, which is going to be, don't forget, on the 2nd of January. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please, please, please do it carefully, all right? In the new year, what do I want to be doing? Talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.